WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez. About 450 fires are sparked each year by Christmas trees or holiday lighting, and over 2,000 blazes start from candles in the month of December alone. And that's according to the National Fire Protection Association. Now, before we deck the halls, here's some things you should do. First of all, tree shop wisely. Hold a prospective pine upright and bounce the trunk on the ground. If the needles fall out, well, maybe that tree is too dry and could be a fire hazard. Place your tree certainly with care, whether artificial or real. Don't put it near a fireplace or a heat vent. For natural trees, keep the stand full of water. Electrical decorations, cords, light strings, power strips should bear the UL mark and indicating a third-party lab tested it for fire or shock risks. With UL, if the symbol is green, the product is for indoor use only. Red means it can be used outside as well. So certainly be mindful of that and add up the total wattage, too, of what you're plugging in to that power strip. And do not exceed it because that could cause a fire as well. Now, check all the light strands, even new ones, for any damage, fraying, and loose or missing bulbs. Touch the light strands or bulbs periodically to make sure they're not too hot. And before you leave the house, certainly turn everything off. Use special plastic clips when you're tacking up lights on the outside. Never use a staple like we've seen in the movies. Never plug one extension cord into another. That's worth repeating. Never plug one extension cord into another. Get one thing that's long enough or find a closer outlet. As for lighting strings, for push and mini bulbs, don't connect more than three strings together. For ones that have screw-in bulbs, don't exceed 50 bulbs per string, and that should hopefully keep you safe as well. So, safety around Christmas, important to avoid a fire and decorate safe for the holidays. And Merry Christmas coming up. Hey, if you missed any of this, or if you want to talk about any of the safety tips I just mentioned, tune in at 10 o'clock for another edition of Hammer Time Radio, 34 years, here on WBEN.